Good morning to you, gentlemen. How are you this fine day?
I'm doing well. Hal Bryan is the online community manager for EAA.
That is correct.
Which means he takes a lot of selfies. And, oh, we have pants on the
are you 1 week
Wonder Cam again today.
Wow.
At least he earlier, has pants on today.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. Earlier during the Flying Musicians, who were great, by the way, Alex and Marty Whitmore were in playing for us. It was really cool. But I looked up just as we began to talk to them, and I couldn't say anything for the rest of the segment because someone was adjusting something above the camera, obviously, because we got a giant belt buckle and something else right there.
Wow.
And I couldn't focus the rest of the segment.
So easily distracted.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for bringing that to us. I understand that's a volunteer group that works with you.
That's correct. The 1 week Wonder Cam.
Yeah, the belt buckle cam.
The live belt buckle cam.
It would appear the Warbirds cam has attracted a very large spider hanging out on the dome.
Excellent. Very nice.
All the sights of EA, right. Belt buckles and spiders.
Yes. We'll be featuring a different belt buckle every day. Tomorrow morning, it's Don't Mess with Texas.
We need a bigger camera.
This morning, by the way, was just an elegant oval, gold shape with some ornate designs on it. That's about all I can make out.
You understand that everybody's checking their pants over at the 1 week Wonder right now. Oh, God, was that me?
It's what we call Tasteful Thursday.
Oh, God, so they're not playing us at the 1 week Wonder tent, are they? They'll never get that plane built. It'll be poorly made. Listen to us.
Very nice.
So what's on your agenda today? Obviously, you shuffle around the grounds and we'll scoot around the grounds, I guess, on your cart, taking pictures, selfies, other social media entries, etc.
Shooting little bits of video for Instagram and things like this. The agenda today, I'm hoping to get down to the seaplane base actually right after this segment. So
Very cool. Get
some stuff from down there if my plans work as they should. Yesterday, I was extremely fortunate. I got up in the tower during the air show, and I did a quick Instagram video from up there.
Mm-hmm.
And 99% of the people loved it, and the other 1% said, "You pan too fast. Go back up there and shoot some more."
Oh goodness! Of course.
I like Instagram video. It's instant. It goes straight up, straight to the web. I can push it right to Facebook. All this good stuff. 15-second limitation. Which I love because it sets people's expectations really low. It says, this is not going to be good, but at least it'll be short. And that's what I like to deliver.
Very cool. The Instagram videos are cool. And I love the people who will then criticize your whopping 15 seconds of shooting.
Right.
Because apparently you should have had storyboarded the video and taken care of.
Exactly.
Everything brings out the internet trolls. Because remember, if you're ever wondering how to do something better, just post your efforts online. So
absolutely.
They'll all tell you.
There's always something wrong on the internet, as we've discussed.
Yes.
But getting aside...
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. We're still kidding. But I do like to make it clear, and I think the overwhelming number of people that engage with us on social media and that follow this stuff, I think they absolutely get what I'm trying to do, which is, I'm not a photographer. I'm not a videographer. I'm not,
sure.
I'm not out there producing content with a capital P. I'm just out there just saying I'm an airplane nerd with a phone. Here's what I saw that I liked.
OCD.
And OCD and ADD.
Yes.
ADD.
That's the word.
Right. I fabricated my OCD to compensate for my ADD, but that's something for another segment. But anyway, I'm just a guy out there just saying, here's a shiny object. I like this. What do you think of it?
And that's exactly what I was going to say. It's very much the, ooh, look at this. Ooh, look at this.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's great, particularly if you're not here.
Right.
To be able to see all those things. And honestly, even though I'm here, because I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that yet. I wonder where that was, and I want to go see that for myself.
And I absolutely get carried through the week just on a wave of good feedback and good spirits from all the people who are thanking me 1,000 times a day. That's the thing that makes my job, or makes it really that this is the luckiest job that I can have, getting that instant feedback like that. 99.99% of which is positive, and then the rest of them is that guy on Instagram,
which is the 1% you will focus, or the 0.001% right. You will focus on, obviously.
Exactly. That's how I grow ulcers.
Speaking of things around the grounds, have you run into this guy yet?
I saw it from the tower.
Did you? Kelsey's everything. We can't. I want to scoop him just once.
Oh.
For those listening at home, what yes, I'm seeing
the
here
is Jetmobile.
Yes,
which we talked about in a previous segment.
Ah, gotcha. The Jetmobile.
Yes.
So yes. So I've only seen it from a distance. I did see some photos and video from Sun and Fun, but.
Apparently, security was a little shocked at what, around 1, 2 a.m. last
night? It was somewhere in that vicinity as I was driving past last night that they had stopped the Holmes Jetmobile and were not letting them go where they needed to go because they weren't sure what it is or if it belonged to or was something that shouldn't have been removed from the grounds or something.
Right, exactly. I think they parked under the wing of the FedEx Airbus, you know, right next to the cell, and then just slowly drove away.
That would cause no confusion whatsoever.
No, nothing at all. That'd be fine.
A runaway engine.
Right. Oh, if they could follow it on takeoff. Just sort of race that down the runway, then remain on the ground as the airplane lifted away from it.
It's
just,
yes.
Everything's fine, folks.
Great.
Just sort of an update on the, sort of the drunk flying farmer routine.
You'd need that kind of storyline along with it in the announcer's cooperation because if you want to cause mass chaos, you know, let's have a jet engine just stay on the runway.
I don't think my goal here is to cause mass chaos,
no,
but I'm not entirely sure. We came up with we're all having a fantastic time, of course, and staff is just, we're just all out loving it. Although we got laughing over dinner last night because nobody has any idea what day it is. Mm-hmm. And then we looked and we figured it out, and then I realized that last night we were Saturday stupid, but it's only Wednesday.
That is a very good summation.
Yes. That's where we are, and so.
We feel your pain. Yes. We feel your pain.
Oh, it's not pain. It's It's incompetent euphoria, I think, would be a phrase I would coin.
Wow.
If asked.
Can we borrow that? Because
would you take it, please?
I'm pretty sure that encompasses our morning show. Incompetent kind of euphoria. We're just happy, but man, we really don't know what we're doing.
As long as I can have it back for my memoirs, then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No problem. No problem.
You can enjoy it while you last.
Yes, remember that. Hashtag incompetent euphoria.
you talk about people that are, you know, creating shock and awe, the kind of thing, you know, and trying to make a entertainment scene but not make a scene kind of thing.
Right.
It was pretty cool last night during the first part of the, I think it was the first part of the night show when they did the comedy routine with Ken Peach.
Oh, yeah.
And you could tell who had never seen his show before
right.
because when the aileron goes flying, there was specific groups of people that were like, you know, screaming, you know. And then they looked around and like, oh.
And okay, realized no one else is panicking, right, so exactly. Maybe I should relax.
I should just dial it back.
Right. Oh. Speaking of funny things like that, last year you pulled kind of a prank on your boss, Jack Pelton, that is, with riding in on the Wienermobile.
Getting him to ride in on the Wienermobile.
So yeah. I'm fairly certain he's far too busy to listen to our antics in the morning, so no need in giving it away. Do you have anything planned this year? Are you looking for something, I should say?
We're certainly always keeping our eyes open.
I'm sure you are.
And, you know, the one problem we had there is that, you know, this is this lifelong dream of Jack's.
Yeah, so everything kind of fell into place.
So, that, you know, it fell into place. Get to ride triumphantly onto the grounds in the Wienermobile. How do you follow that? What do you do? There's everything else seems like sort of downhill from there.
The Jetmobile.
Yeah, the Jetmobile would be pretty cool. Somebody sent me a picture just yesterday of the big Mr. Peanut Mobile. But
I've seen that. Yeah, it's basically just a peanut version of the Wienermobile. It's just right. It looks like a giant peanut riding around on.
Of course it does.
Yes, I'm.
Because why not?
Yes.
So so nothing big right now.
Okay.
The closest thing I can come to that is I'm hoping to fly his PT-22 after Airbus.
Nice.
So it's not so much of a prank. I sure hope it doesn't turn out to be some sort of a cruel joke. Yes. But
maybe you should stay away from the prank so that you still get to fly the PT-22.
Exactly. Right.
I was going to say, you know, if he's a big fan in riding, you know, large, strange vehicles, maybe we could get him on the Ornithopter or something, which I saw last night. It was
Jack Pelton, the wing walker on the Ornithopter.
Now, there is a campaign I can get behind.
Right.
And I am willing to bet he would go for it in a heartbeat.
I was going to say, I had the pleasure of meeting him the other day. He stopped by the studio. He hadn't been over here yet and checked it out and was just all smiles and thought what we were doing was great. And yes, he strikes me as the person who would be like, yeah, I'll do that.
Absolutely. Why not?
Oh, too funny.
That's fantastic.
It's so a photo op.
How are the web stats going and stuff? You guys been tracking that yet this
week?
Yeah. App stats, even more importantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all really, really strong. You know, the social stuff, the web stuff, the app stats, all really, really tracking
exactly
where we want to be. I ran some really quick and dirty projections on like our Facebook and Twitter audience sizes a couple of weeks ago, and was, you know, looking at target numbers and said, okay, probably right by the end of the event or for early in the week after, we'll hit these two numbers.
Sure.
And we actually blew past those on Monday.
Wow.
On day one, just in terms of the growth of the audience. So that's really exciting because...
You know, we were talking to Dick about this earlier today. It seems that everything this year is scaled up. You know, whether it's the attendance, the fact that all of the camping and parking for aircraft is full or right at that, you know, three planes leave and three planes come in kind of thing.
Right.
To the massive throng of people that were out there for the night show, you know, that was packed well past Whitman Road. Is that what that is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything seems to just be stepped up a good notch or two this year.
That's absolutely the sense that I'm getting out there on the grounds too. And the nice thing is it's not with that crowd. It's not a sense of we're out there rolling our eyes and saying, oh my gosh, you know, it's all this crowd. It's just they're bringing a really strong vibe with them, and that was something that we were really, really hoping would carry over from last year. Last year was such an upbeat and positive year, and so far this one's shaping up to be just more of the same, but as you said, just bigger.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we need.
Well, thanks again, Hal. Hal is the online community manager for EAA. Hey, we made it through day four, buddy. And there
that's
was
like
much
halfway.
Rejoicing. Yes, again, your math skills are strong, aren't they?
Congratulations,
this
gentlemen.
Has been the morning pre-flight. Up next is Hot Start. You're listening to EAA Radio Oshkosh.